So we are gathered here today on this very, very important occasion, and we are asking for God's blessing on this marriage of Tom and Anthony.
Tom Graff and Anthony Porcino are standing in the yard outside the Supreme Court of British Columbia. It's Tuesday, July 8th, and a warm, sunny morning. Along with their minister, Tim Stevenson, they're almost buried under television cameras, reporters, and photographers. Less than an hour ago, the British Columbia Court of Appeal ruled that same-sex couples could begin marrying in the province immediately, and Tom and Anthony were asked to be the first.
Tom and Anthony, this is, as I said, a very historic occasion for you, for this province, for this country, for gays and lesbians throughout the country.
The British Columbia Court of Appeals ruled on May 1st that it was unconstitutional for the Canadian government to deny same-sex couples the right to marry. However, it suspended that judgment until July of 2004 to give the government time to amend any necessary laws. But on June 10th, the Ontario Court of Appeal allowed same-sex couples there to start marrying immediately, and that prompted the couples involved in the BC lawsuit to ask their court to lift the suspension. On the morning of the decision, Tom and Anthony showed up to court wearing suits with carnations pinned to their lapels. When they learned that their wish was granted and they would be free to marry that day, they say they were overwhelmed with joy.
I suddenly cried. I didn't know that I was going to do that.
From the courthouse, they were joined by a procession of friends and media on the 15-minute walk to the Department of Vital Statistics, where they had no trouble obtaining a marriage license. The British Columbia government had informed the staff in advance that it anticipated a positive court decision and told them to expect an influx of same-sex couples.
It says intended bridegroom and intended bride.
What, you want to change it to what you want to do it?
Intended spouse and intended spouse, could we? Thank you.
Several cars honked their horns at the couple on the way to and from Vital Statistics, and strangers stopped the couple on the street to congratulate them. A half an hour after the trip to Vital Statistics, and less than an hour after the court had rendered its decision, the big moment arrived.
And so I ask you, Tom, do you take Anthony to be your spouse and life partner? Freely and without reservation, and if so, I ask you to respond, I do.
I do.
And Anthony, I ask you, do you take Tom to be your spouse and life partner freely and without reservation? And if so, I ask you to respond, I do.
I do.
So I'd ask now that you turn and face one another and join hands. And Tom, if you would repeat after me. In the presence of God and before these witnesses.
In the presence of God and before these witnesses.
I, Tom. Take you, Anthony. To be my life partner, my spouse.
To be my life partner, my spouse.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better, for worse.
For richer, for poorer.
For richer, for poorer.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In joy and in sorrow.
In joy and in sorrow.
To love and to cherish.
To love and to cherish.
As long as we both shall live.
As we both. As we both shall live.
This is my solemn vow.
This is my solemn vow.
Anthony, repeat after me. In the presence of God and before these witnesses.
In the presence of God and before these witnesses.
I, Anthony, take you, Tom.
I, Anthony, take you, Tom.
To be my life partner, my spouse.
To be my life partner and my spouse.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
To have and to hold from this day forward.
For better, for worse.
For better or for worse.
In sickness and in health.
In sickness and in health.
In joy and in sorrow.
In joy and in sorrow.
To love and to cherish.
to love and to cherish.
As long as we both shall live.
As long as we both shall live.
Appropriately, the wedding was officiated by the Reverend Tim Stevenson, who himself has been the subject of many firsts for Canada's queer community. He fought for 12 years to become the first openly gay man ordained in the United Church of Canada. He went on to become one of the first openly gay members of British Columbia's legislature, and then to become Canada's first openly gay cabinet minister when he became BC's Minister of Employment and Investment. He's currently a Vancouver City Councillor and rarely performs weddings anymore, but he made an exception for this historic occasion.
And now the regular book says that the man and woman may kiss, the two men may kiss.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom and Anthony, both of you have made a covenant of marriage before God and in the presence of all of us. And you have confirmed that marriage by the joining of hands, by the exchange of rings, and by the giving of a kiss. Therefore, I declare you to be married. Amen.
All right. Congratulations.
In Vancouver, I'm Heather Kitching.